Friends, at times a Christian may feel that they are the only ones who are experiencing hardships, that they are the only ones who are sinking under all kinds of pressures. Have you never felt like this? Have you never felt that all the pressures, whatever it may be, maybe from work, maybe in your home, with your children, in your marriage, because of some illness, because of various troubles, and sometimes even out of nowhere, it seems, you become so dark. Everything seems black. Things come back to you, memories of the past. All sorts of things can happen. And David here rehearses a number of things. And one of the things that really discouraged him were his enemies. They are, without any reason, without a cause, have come against him. And he says, there are so many. They are more than the hairs of his head. And you might think that you are the only one, but King David, a very godly man, experienced such things. And you can see in the lives of many people, both in the scriptures and in the history of the church, many godly people have suffered much. Sometimes it is that we suffer for the sake of our faith. Sometimes it is we suffer for the sake of our own foolishness. We have to be careful sometimes that when we are saying we are taking a stand for the truth, it is squarely upon the Word of God, not upon some fad, some opinion, something that is not clearly based on the Scriptures. And here he says that it is because of him, because of the Lord, that he is being treated in this way. There's a reference made in verse 9, that is a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's quoted in the Gospel of John. It says, "For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me." And of course, it's an account where our Lord Jesus Christ throws out all these money changers out of the temple. And this text comes to the mind of the disciples, and they see this being fulfilled, that the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. And it's talking about burning up, someone being burning up within their soul. And they see that's an encouraging thing. Something that was said hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before, suddenly, in the middle of some event, comes into the minds of the disciples. And this is a wonderful truth. You hear the Word of God, maybe today, tonight, it doesn't have any impact on you. But you don't know what you will go through tomorrow. You don't know the Scripture that you have been reading throughout your life and memorizing and the portions that we have been singing. You don't know how they will suddenly flood your mind many years from now, in the midst of all your troubles. So, friends, be encouraged. Here in this psalm, David does something wonderful. He is experiencing these things, and yet he doesn't give up on God. He still is praying. He is still depending on God. And that is the point that we must take to heart too. God is worthy of our trust. He never lets us down. And even in the things that we truly experience, if David was to sink, if David was to be destroyed by his enemies, the Lord still would be right and just and worthy of our praise. Well, may the Lord help us then with these few thoughts. Amen.